We have here the Ramchal in Shnas Tov Pei Tes. In 1729, one of his Choshev Talmidim was a Yid by the name of the Kesuil Mevilna, the Kesuil Mevilna. And this Rabbi Kesuil went ahead to try to let other people know as well, the godless of Ramchal, his Kedusha, Zawedis Hashem, outside of Italy. It turns out when they found out outside of Italy, the Mahalach of the Ramchal, a lot of his Nagdas, a lot of opposition started at the time. And the Meshech Hazman, this spread, continued to spread within Italy as well. The Chlal, what they were Choshish was for possibly a new movement, that's again a new Mashiach movement, which was on the heels of Shavsei Tzvi, was starting and beginning again. And basically what they spoke about was that he's involved with Shemus HaKadoshim, other types of Seudis and Kabbalah, without any indication that he is particularly worthy, that he is royal lekach. And not only that, they tainted that there are certain things in his teachings that are merambas, that he himself is being merambas, that he might be a Mashiach. Also they had tainted he was very young, they had tainted he was not married, he was single at the time. Also they had tainted that he lived in Chutz Loretz. After all, Ein Hashchina Shoyre Chazal say Bikra Ashur Hashchina when Zoich only in Eretz Yisrael. So all of these things put together aroused a lot of his snagdus against him. One of the main misnagdim that were against him was Rav Moshe Chagiz, as we pointed out once, who himself was basically Ha'ili Yerushalayim, one of the Chachmi Yerushalayim who came to Italy. And he was a Leichim ben Leichim. He was a Kenoi, he was the son of a Kenoi. And he saw in the Ramchal situations that he believed that these are some sort of traces, like sort of like a new subset tree. And one thing tackle led to another, to the point that one of his strongest defenders of the Ramchal was his own Rebbe, Reb Shaya Basson, who was himself a great goyin, a very famous goyin. His story was also brought down by the brother of the Chassidus HaChoshen in the Kuntres HaSfeikis. Chassidus HaChoshen also brings him down. Shai Basson believed very much in his Talmud, because he knew it. He knew him. Of course, he knew him more from the side of the Nigla. But even when the Ramchal turned into the taking the Tzad of Nister and got involved in that area, but he recognized that he knew the Erlichkeit, but Sof Kol Sof, being there was so much snag, there's so much opposition, and so much things were said about Ramchal in a negative way, that he began also sort of like to have some sort of doubt, some sort of fakers. And even his mind, certain in Yonim, although Be'etzim he didn't want to believe it, and he didn't believe it, but it left some sort of a little bit of a roshim, left a little bit of a roshim in his heart. And he writes in one of the letters, he says, Le'ucha lehisapik meloimer, kiniflu mimeni advor miyoid. He says, it's something, it's already, it's too much. He said, Yan olu ubo lemadrega atzuma, it seems that what's being attributed to you is that you're saying that hagbi lemalem madrega soari, even higher than the Arizal. He says, toivu lekaim hatzne leches. Whatever your madregas are, do it in hiding. It's not a good idea to do what you're doing in the open. And then he says, alo yodato shoari, you know that the Arizal himself, nenash mipne hagilui. The Arizal himself also died very young, was nifta young, because he revealed too much. The Husro Atarosa Minador, and as a result, the crown in his leadership, of course, he died long, so the generation was not worthy of learning what they could have learned from the Arizal. Ramchal Gitzchil didn't pay attention to all of these nagdis, all the opposition. He just continued basically his way, but he saw Poshet staring his learning, standing in the way, that he's not able to devote time to his writing, able to devote time to his learning and to his Avodas Hashem. So what happened was, so he was makabel, he made sort of a shvua, that he's going to hide all the chiburim, all the svarim that he wrote from the Torah that he learned b'shem, that magid that he had. Also, he was makabel upon himself not to write any musvarim b'loshen hazoyer. Because you know, Ramchal, he wrote what was called sort of like a second zoyer hakodesh. And he said, from now on, he won't write any svarim b'loshen hazoyer, nor write chiburim that he heard from other Magidim and Nishomis Kedoshim, which he had claimed that he hears from different Nishomis, what they revealed to him. He will not do that. But of course, this was done under duress, was done by force, and then he was accused later on that he's not holding his promises as to what he said. But the Maisa turns out that basically in 1735, about 5 years, from 1730 to 1735, he writes more than 40 svarim. He writes more than 40 svarim that 5 year period of time. And he sees that in Italy, Poshidi canceled the Menuchas, so decides that he's going to move to Amsterdam. And he makes his way through Frankfurt, which has a different experience which he had over there. Ultimately, he comes down to Amsterdam. And in Amsterdam, he needs a panosse. So I don't know if people are aware of that, but he became a diamond polisher. He polishes diamonds, and basically what it was a few hours a day he was Isaac in that, and the rest of the day he was sitting and learning. He brought his whole family down to Amsterdam, he brought his parents down to Amsterdam. At the same time, he kept correspondence to his Chavayim, the Chavrayim, the Chabura that he had, his Talmidim, which was still back in Padua, which was in Italy. And he forget he was Ma'ir them, and he was Mahzim, that they shouldn't continue to be Mamshik, as he writes in his letters, and so on and so forth. You can see the Talmidim, the great Hachnoah they had to him. They had his batlas, which says that they never forgot him, even though he no longer lived with them. He no longer lived with them there in Italy. And the tremendous chayin that he had, the Ramchal had, pushed by nature, he had this chayin which captured all the hearts. He had new Talmidim in Amsterdam that came pushed to learn from him. And so on. One of them was a great Mishayer, a Python, was the name was by Reb David Franco. And it was there in Amsterdam, which actually the Ramchal, that's where he prints his sefer, the Mesilas Yesharim that we learn. This was in 1740. That was the first print in Amsterdam in 1740, which was printed. And the sefer became very quickly very, very popular. And as Kidua was pointed out, the Vilna Gaon saw it. He said, Ilohoye, he says, Ramchal Bechayim, he said, then he would have gone by foot, he said, all the way to be able to learn from him Torah and Midas. So we continue now where we began. We are in the middle of Perik Aleph. We are in the middle of Perik Aleph, so let's take a look. We'll see a few paragraphs. We'll get as close as finishing the Perik. And then we'll discuss a little bit more in detail. When we look at Perik Aleph, we stopped with what's Klolei Shel Dover. With Klolei Shel Dover, Hodom Le Nivro, as he points out, Klolei Shel Dover, he says, the klal is that Odom Lenivar Bavur Matsove Boilam Azel, Bavur Matsove Boilam Habo. It's clear, he says, in summation, he said, the man was not created, he said, for his matziv. Man was not created, he says, for his matziv and for his position that we find in this world, but rather for his matziv in Oilam Habo. The only thing is, Elisha Matsove Boilam Hazehu Emtsoil Matsove Boilam Habo. But his position, he says, in this world, it is through this position that he will be able to acquire a matzav emokim noilam habosh, who atachlisi, which that of course is going to be the ultimate goal of a person. And therefore, al kein timsim mamorach hachomeinu zechoinam levrocha rabim kulam besignan echot. And therefore, we find many, many mamorach hazal that basically talk about the same idea, just in different lashonis and in different mishalim, just different ways of explaining the same idea, the difference in the relationship between noilam hazeh and noilam habosh. Uzman ha, as he points out, that Oilam Hazeh is Lamokoim Uzman ha Hachon. That this world basically is the time and the place for preparation in order to prepare. Oilam Habo is Lamokoim Hamanuche, the Achilas Hamuchim Kvar. Oilam Habo is the place where one ultimately will be able to rest and be able to consume that which was already prepared. So this world is merely an Amtsoi in order to be able to reach Oilam Habo. And this again is mentioned in a number of ways. Lumash Omru Chazal, this is the way Chazal says, William Mishnah Masechtas Ovis. Oilam Hazeh Doima Leproizer, this he already mentioned above, this Mamar Chazal, as he says himself, Kama Shekasavti Lamalo, that this world basically resembles, is a corridor. And the Oilam Habo is Doima Letraklin, that's really the palace, that's really the mansion. Chofetz Chaim points out in a place, Chofetz Chaim points out, he says, a person who commissions a builder, commissions a builder in order to build for him a mansion. He's a wealthy person. He has a lot, and he's building a mansion. And he hires an architect in order to design that binyan, to design that mansion. Well, Simon points out, architect comes over, Taka reviews the guy's ideas, and what he wants to build. and he sees the lot that he has, and he says to him, listen, he says, the type of mansion that you want, he says, the type of a mansion that you want, on this lot, he says, you can't have a fully sized mansion together with a proper prozor, with a proper corridor. He says, you can't have that. He says, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to, first of all, just to build the mansion, because that's the ikka what you want. With any space left over, you're going to make this prozor, you're going to make this corridor. If you're going to want to have the type of a prozor, the type of a corridor that you want, then the hechrach you're going to have to take away from the space, he says, from the mansion. And we're only going to detract from that, and then the mansion will not look like a mansion, the kind that you want and the type that you expect. So therefore, Behecher, what you have to do is first build your mansion and leave the corridor to be with however small it'll be according to the space that's available. Well, Chaim points out that all our Torah mitzvahs, basically we build our mansions. With all our Torah mitzvahs, he says, we build our mansions. We're here on this world, he says, the lot here on this world does not allow, he says, to have Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo together. This lot, this place called Olam Hazeh, does not allow a person to have Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo together. You can't have both. The idea is that with our Torah mitzvahs, what we're supposed to do is supposed to build a mansion. Availing ourselves of Olam Hazeh, what we are doing is we're building the praise door. This is Olam Hazeh. We're building up what we want from Olam Hazeh. This world is supposed to be the Emtsoi Olam Habo. The Hechrach, we have to be Memayit in the praise door in order to be able to build that kind of a mansion that we want. So the Ramchal is referring to over here in the Chazal, that Olam Hazeh is only the Hachona, which is the praise door to Olam Habo, which is going to be the Trakla. Another Mamar Chazal similar says, Hayim La Soysom, Umocho Le Kavu Schorim. So again, Chazal say, Hayim La Soysom, which means, of course, that here is the time to do, here's the place of action. Here's the Mokim to do the Hachona, and as a result, Umocho Le Kavu Schorim. Another example, Misha Torah Be'erev Shabbos is Yechel B'Shabbos. So this is the Erev Shabbos, this is the preparation. If you don't prepare Erev Shabbos, there won't be any food for Shabbos. Another Mamar Chazal, Oilam Hazeh Doim L'Yabosho, V'Oilam is Doim L'Yam. This world is like the Yabosho, and Oilam Habo is Doim L'Yam. So therefore we have to be able, if a person tends to take an excursion, tends to take a trip on the Yam, he makes to make sure that he takes all his provisions from the Yabosho. Without preparing from the Yabosha, one is not able to go out on the Yam. So one has to realize that Olam Hazeh is Doime to Yabosha, and Olam Habo is Doime to Yam. What's important to note is that the Zodim Ramchal, he gives here like four types of examples. Ramchal gives us here the four examples, but you have to realize that Mefarshim point out basically that each example has its own mark. It's not just merely repeated, as we mentioned many, many times. Every line of Ramchal is very meduic. But for now, we'll just leave the idea that Ramchal is basically telling us that this world is the emtsoi. These are the means. Here is the place of the avodah to be able to attain that we which like to achieve, the maximum to be able to get in Olam Habo. Because Ramchal already said before that how much Olam Habo depends according to how much the way a person was merachik himself, he says. The more one distances himself really from Olam Hazeh, from being Nehene, from Tanuge Olam Hazeh, the more he'll be Zeichet to Olam Habo. So go to Ramachal now, and he says further, the Tira B'Emes. The truth is that you'll understand and you'll see. I'll prove it to you, he says, by Poshet Seichel, if you are by Das, that this world is no tachlis, is not an end in its own right. It has to be merely a preparation. It has to be achona for what's yet to come. This world, b'shumayfin, can't be a tachlis. He says, the Tira B'Emes, you'll see, shekva lo yuchal shum bal seichel lahamin, he says, if anybody is a bal seichel, no bal seichel can really believe, shetachlis b'riyas o'odom hu l'matzove b'olam hazeh. No one can really believe that his tachlis is for olam hazeh. Because if man was created for Olam Hazeh, most people don't have Olam Hazeh. Most people don't have Olam Hazeh. If people would write their own diary based on the daily experience that they have in their life and make a total cheshbon, by the end, when they leave this world, how much Olam Hazeh did they really have? You'll realize that there was no tachlis whatsoever. As he goes on to enumerate and to list, he says, because kimahem chayeh Olam Hazeh. What type of a life does a person already experience, he says, when you deal with Olam Hazeh? What significance is there? Oy mihu sameach v'sholev mamish boilam hazeh. Who can really say that he's really happy or he's really at peace here in Olam Hazeh? Yemei sheneseinu b'hem shivim shono. The lifespan of a person which is 70 years v'migvure shemoinim shono. And with strength give him 80 years. V'roba momel v'oven. And sof kol sof they are filled with anguish, with tsar, with pain. Bekame minei tsar v'choloim v'machoivim v'tirdis. How many different types of pains and sicknesses and burdens and so on does a person experience on this world? And after all is said and done, he has to leave this world. He dies. V'acher kol zois hamoves. Echad min yelef, he says, lo yemotze. He says, you won't find 100,000, he says, she yarbe ho'oilam lo yhanois v'shal v'mitis. He says, 100,000 you won't find for whom this world will really be filled with pleasure and emesdig peace. The gamhu, and even that person, ulay, he says, if yegil ameh shono, even if he would live to 100 years, but then it's all over, kvar over a bottle min oilam. So the point is, there's really no meaning and no significance in any way to say that this world, this oilam hazeh is a tachlis. And it goes on even further, describing this idea that there's no out pisechel to say that man was created in any way that this world should in fact be a tachlis. And I want to point out another nekuda. That was the nekuda that we pointed out actually last week. In the eyes that the Alter from Keln pointed out, that them is there could have been a school of thought. There could have been a school of thought that Olam Hazeh was created for Torah mitzvahs. That's what you were created for. Olam Hazeh was created for Torah mitzvahs. And because of Olam Hazeh, because of the Torah mitzvahs, that's why, as a consequence, Hashem created Olam Haba. That would be a normal way of thinking, and that would be a justifiable way of thinking. It would be a very good Havaminah. And some believe that to be an Emes. Olam Hazeh was created for the purpose of doing Torah mitzvahs. And Memela, being a Kodesh Baruch Hu, has to pay schar, and this world does not have enough within itself to be able to pay the schar for a mitzvah, so Hashem had to create Olam Haba. So Olam Haba was created as a consequence of Olam Hazeh. Because being that a person on this world is an Oved Hashem with Torah mitzvahs, he deserves schar, and this world is not shach to pay schar for a mitzvah. So Hashem had to create Olam Haba. So that means Hashem created man takin for Olam Hazeh, to be an Oved Hashem. Olam Haba was a byproduct, because he had to pay schar. So schar, he had to create Olam Haba. So the Alter from Keln said it's not true, it's just the opposite. From the Loshon HaMachal, it's pointed out just the opposite. Hashem created the Iker man for Olam Haba. Hashem wants a man, the Nishom of a person, to be able to relish in the eternal, in the tremendous, tremendous pleasure that's in Olam Haba. But in order to be able to enjoy the pleasures of Olam Haba, therefore he had to create Olam Hazeh. So it's lehefech. Olam Hazeh is a consequence of Olam Haba. That being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be able to enjoy this greatest pleasures of all pleasures, as the Ramchal points out, which is called Olam Haba. So in order to attain it, in order to be able to achieve it, in order to be able to get the maximum of Olam Haba, so a person therefore had to be created here in Olam Hazeh. So Olam Hazeh is because of Olam Haba. Not Olam Haba is because of Olam Hazeh. It's not because of the Torah mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh Hashem creates Olam Haba. No, Hashem wants to give you Olam Haba. Because of that, he had to create Olam Hazeh. And Ramchal goes on to prove his point and to say, he says, I'll prove it to you further, that Olam Hazeh is not really a tachlis. Certainly not in the way that people think we have come here to enjoy ourselves. Because he says further, V'loyoy, Elashim tachlis b'riyas o'odam hoyo l'tzoyrach Olam Hazeh. Because if in fact, the tachlis of b'riyas o'odam would be for the tzoyrach, he says, of Olam Hazeh, if that would be the purpose, then loyoy tzoyrach mipnei zeh shetnupach bo'y neshuma kolkach hashuva v'loyoyno. It would not have been necessary to provide man with such a hoyche neshoma, with such a choshuva, venerable neshoma, shetia gedoyle yoysim in amalochim atzmon. These are the kudas that we'll talk about a little bit more a little bit later. Ramchal says, imagine if there is some tachlis of being created here for the sake of this world, why did you get such a neshoma, such a high neshoma? A person does not realize what he has. A person does not realize what type of neshoma he contains. Ramchal says that the neshoma of a person is from such an exalted high mokim, and it is so choshev, that it is greater than the heavenly angels. Ramchal points out, it is so high that it's Yosem and Amalochim Atzmo. Koshken, and furthermore, he says, besides the fact that the Neshama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a boss of Adam, which basically is higher, more exalted, and greater, and more choshur than the Malochim, why is it necessary to have such a choshur? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give life, just like Lahavdil, the animals. They have what's called a Ruach. They have what's called a spirit. They don't have that same kind of a Neshama. And even Umas Olam don't have that same kind of a Neshama. Different Dargis. We already spoke about that in the Tanya, the differences. And certainly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Yid, such a hoicha, hoicha, tremendous, tremendous Neshama, with a shtickle the Rabbein Shalom himself, a chelik al kai mimal. Why? In order to survive on this world, you don't need this kind of a Neshama. If the purpose is to be created for the sake of Olam Hazeh, for the sake of Olam Hazeh, you can make very well do with a much a lower level Neshama. Why do you need such a high Neshama? And then, even more, this Neshama, says Ramachal, you have to realize, is in great pain coming down here. The Neshama had to be forced to want to come down here. The Neshama to leave Olam Haba, to leave its presence, its location, its Dreikus Bashem, its Nehenem Ziv Ashchina up in Shomayim, and to have to come down into this earthly world. There's so much pain. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Why could HaKadosh Baruch Hu force this Neshama to come down if the life of a person is expected to be an Olam Hazadig life, and this is a Tachlis? Koshkin Shihi Eino Moitzo Shum Nachas Ruach Bechol Inuge Zeh Olam. That's why it says the Neshama, Bechlal certainly does not have any type of a nachas, any satisfaction from the worldly pleasures. And this in fact is expressed by Chazal in Keheles. Chazal say, on the posik in Keheles, Vegam ha-nefesh loy timale. Shlomo HaMelech says, the Neshama will not be satisfied. What does it mean the Neshama will not be satisfied? Says the Medrash, in order it means, Moshe lo madover doime. You know the relationship between the Neshama and the Guf. The Medrash says, the relationship between the Neshama and the Guf is Moshel and Duma Adova Doime. His Doime says Le Iraini. It's Doime, he says, to a villager, a townsman, a simple townsman. Shenosa Bas Melech, who marries a princess. He marries the Bas Melech. Im Yovilo Koma Shabiolam. If he will bring her, right, anything from this world. Einam chashuv laklum. What could a townsman, what could already a villager give a Bas Melech? The type of a lifestyle that she was used to, right? Coming from a house that she came from, and now she marries this villager. As much as he'll try, according to his asog, according to his means, according, it's not shayach. No matter what he'll try to bring her, she'll never be satisfied. So he points out, why? Because she Bas Melech, she's a Bas Melech. You cannot, you don't have the koiches, you don't have the resources, you don't have the know-how, you don't have the wherewithal to be able to satisfy the Bas Melech from your position in regarding the Bas Melech. Kach ha-nefesh, he says. So too, he says, the Neshama. Ilu, he says, heveso lo kol madana yoylum. The Neshama, if one would bring all of the madana yoylum, all the delights of the world, all the hanos of this world, einam klum lo, does not mean anything to her. Will not mean anything to this Neshama. By the way, as Yishem Yishmael points out, that's one of the other explanations also. Shabbos is called, Shabbos Sholem Mevoirich. Shabbos is called the time of peace. Apoyeres Sukkah Sholem Aleinu, we say on Shabbos. Shabbos is called the Zman of Sholem. We say, Boyi B'Sholem. Right? So many references on Shabbos to the union of Sholem and peace. So Yishem Yishmael points out, he says, you know why Shabbos is referred to as the Zman of peace? We say Shabbos Sholem, Boyi B'Sholem, and all these various references to Shabbos being a time of peace, a time of Sholem. He says, because during the week, there's always going to be tension and there's going to be conflict and struggle between the Neshama and the Guf. Because all the Inyon of Olam Hazeh is something which runs against the grain of the Neshama. And therefore, there's going to be tension. The Guf pulls to this side and the Neshama is trying to pull to the other side. And it's very difficult for the Neshama and the Guf to live in harmony. But Shabbos is Azman, where the Oynik Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So even the Achil Ishti, even though the normal needs of the Guf, has a Kedusha due to Kedusha Shabbos. We already once pointed out, we learned from Reb Tzadik said that on Shabbos, even for a person eats L'Shem Hanoah, because that's Guf, a part of the Avodas Hashem, to be able to enjoy Shabbos. And that itself becomes an elevated Avodah, and becomes a mitzvah in the highest level. The idea of being Ma'anik is a Shabbos, all the great things that Chazal said, Kol Ma'anik is a Shabbos, Noishtel Nekol Mishal Esliboy, Noishtel Nekol Mishal Esliboy, Noishtel Nekol Mishal Esliboy, and so on and so forth. So Shabbos is a time where the Nisham and the Guf can live in peace. Because even the Gashmius of Shabbos has Kedusha. Even the Gashmius of Shabbos is elevated. So that's a time of Sholem. Sholem means peace between whom? Between the body and the Nishama. Then they have harmony. But regarding the rest of the week, Yimei HaChol, a person lives a life of lowness. A person lives a life basic of pursuing taivus and desires. This is a tremendous, tremendous hisnagdus. This mamsh, the opposite of the mitzvah of the Nishama. Loma, says Ramchal, why is it so? Why is the Nishama, as he says, why the Nishama in tsar and in pain here in this world? Because Shehimin Hu Elyonim, because she comes from above, she's the Bas Melech. So in the same way, imagine if a Bas Melech, for some turn of fate, had it, that she had to marry this common villager and this commoner. There's no way that she could really, no matter as much as he'll try to make a home, the Bas Melech will not really be able to enjoy and really feel that this is where she belongs. So too, the Neshama does not feel that she belongs over here. Mechein Omer Razal, Rabbi Seinu Zechoyin Avrocha Chazal have said, as we know, that the truth is that against your will you are created, and as we know, this also is atonoilet, and also against your will, so man is born. This is all against his will. And just to mention, what Rav Dessler brings, the Michtav Milioi, says Rav Dessler, the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. Man has a drive, and he feels he has a need, and he pursues all types of Tanuga Olam Hazeh. He says because he has to try to quiet, there's a desire within him. There's a desire. And the desire that he thinks, the chisaron, he thinks that he needs Olam Hazeh, but the truth is, it's the Neshama. It's the Neshama that is yearning. The Neshama is yearning for Kedusha. And therefore what's ingrained, which is in this person, is the desire, it is this push to want to really satisfy the Neshama. But he's reading the code wrong. He's reading the message wrong. He doesn't realize that what he needs is Ruchnius. And what he does is he takes that energy and takes that drive and he pursues Olam Hazeh. And that's why a person is never satisfied. Why? Because he's pursuing the wrong thing. He's pursuing Olam Hazeh. He doesn't realize that the source of his drive is really the need of the Neshama. The Neshama wants more Torah mitzvahs, more Torah mitzvahs. The Neshama wants to be elevated higher and higher down here in this world. But being that he misreads it and does not understand what is really driving him, so he takes that energy, he takes that koyach, and therefore he's being driven now. He's doing by Olam Hazeh. And that's why he says, Rav Dessler Chazal say that, Ein Odo Meis, a person does not live this world, V'chosi Tavosa B'yodo, even satisfying half of his tithe. You know why? Because he's satisfying it with Dimyonis. He's satisfying with Dimyonis. That's not really what the Neshama wanted altogether. That's not the reason. That's not the sib of his drive. A person taki misguides the inborn koyach, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person not to be satisfied, that he should pursue. That koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him in order to use that to pursue. He should have a need to pursue ruchnius. But he misreads it, and he misguides it, and he channels it the wrong direction, and he uses it for gashmius. That's why Chazal says in the Medrash, Oyev Kesef Lo'yizba Kesef, says the Medrash, Oyev Mitzvahs Lo'yizba Mitzvahs, the one who loves mitzvahs. Why did they misconstrue the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Oyev Kesef Lo'yizba Kesef. Why do Chazal say it means Oyev Mitzvahs Lo'yizba Mitzvahs? So the Balam Musa point out that the truth is, because Baruch Hu did not create an inherent desire for kesef. That's not the desire that was created. You see that Oyev Kesef leads by kesef. So what's the reason that a person chases after kesef? The reason is because Oyev Mitzvahs leads by mitzvahs. Because Baruch Hu created a drive in a person. But that drive was supposed to be for mitzvahs. They should not be satisfied as much mitzvahs as they'll do. He shouldn't be satisfied. But he takes that energy instead and he uses it in the pursuit of kesef. Oyev Kesef leads by kesef. So that's what the Mashal is trying to show, the Ramchal, that take a look, that if this world cannot no way by a Bal Seichel be understood to be a Tachlis in its own right, besides the fact, what is Olam Hazeh? What kind of Olam Hazeh do we have? At the end of the day, it's a Lonchachnish, there's more debits here, right? And so on and so forth. There's more Chisroinis, and as he pointed out, the Tsar and so on, there's one of a thousand that would be able to say that he really benefited from Olam Hazeh. But besides the fact, why did he such a great Neshama? In order to survive Olam Hazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not have to endow you with such a great Neshama. That certainly would not have been necessary, says Ramchal. So therefore, so it's Al-Kochach, Al-Tenoylet, as he points out, a person is born Bal-Kochach. So he's born Bal-Kochach, he was created Bal-Kochach. Ki-ein ha-Neshama, why is it Bal-Kochach? Again, Ki-ein ha-Neshama, he says, Oy-Heves ha-Olam Hazeh Klal. It's incompatible. The neshama does not have any yoyhava here on this world. Ela adrabe, moyeses boy. It's memayis. The neshama looks at this world in an oifn taka of mis. It despises this world. That's why the Alshach HaKadosh comes along and he says, the Alshach says on the pasuk that we find the Parsha B'Kosai, it says, V'nasati mishkoni b'soichichem, because Baruch Hu says that I will have my Shechina rest among you. In other words, this is a hemshich of B'Kosai Telechi. If you didn't follow the Derech HaTorah, B'Kosai Telechu, so the pasuk says, V'nasati mishkoni b'soichichem, you'll be zoichet Hashua's Shechina, and then it says something very enigmatic. It says, V'loisigal nafshi eschem, and my neshama will not reject you, will not sort of like despise you, will not be not feel moist by you. Right? V'sigal nafshi eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my nefesh will not despise you. V'nesati mishkoni b'soichichem. V'sigal nafshi eschem. So all the mefarshim ask Kasha the Ramban, the Roshom, the Ramban says, in b'chukosa telechu, he says, if you follow the chukim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'loisigal nafshi, that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not abhor you, I will not reject you, much less, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not reject you. How do we say? V'av gam zois b'hiyoysom beretz oyveyem, v'loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloysom, that even the worst of times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never be memayis in Klal Yisrael. That means just even if they're not doing the Rotzon Hashem, even if they're not doing the Rotzon Hashem, it says, v'loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloysom, to destroy them. So why here the pasuk seems to say no, that only if you follow the mitzvahs, then loisigal nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my nefesh will not abhor you, that I will not abhor you, I will not reject you. In order that to happen, it has to be very, very low, and still it hardly happens. Because even when they are in golus, because of the averus, it's loy ma'astim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I was not memayis in them. Loy ga'altim, right? That's loisigal, loy ga'altim. So why does it say dafki mechukos atelechu? So the Alshach HaKadosh says, I want you to know, Rabbi Yisrael Mavadid never rejects Klal Yisrael. No, in the worst of times. The pasuk that says, V'nasati mishkoni b'soichichem loisigal nafshi eschem, no, that means, it's not going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it goes on the neshama. The neshama does not want to be down here. The neshama is memayis, it does not want to be in the menschel chaguf, it does not want to be in the human body. Ramchal says, "Ein haneshama oyheves oylam azek klal, ela adrabe. Adrabe is being memayis. It's being memayis in this world." So says the Alshach HaKadosh. However, if a yid lives a life of avdas Hashem and dveikus b'Hashem, if a yid lives his life on this world that he's an oyved Hashem, and what's the result of that? The result is that v'nasati mishkoni b'soichem, he's oyched that the Shechina comes down. And the Shechina comes down, the Neshama feels at home. Where did the Neshama come from? The Neshama came from Tachas Kisei HaKovet, next to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If the human body is Zoichet to be an Oved Hashem and to be Mekayim, or the Dov Kaboyin to be a Dov again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now the Shechina comes down and rests within that person. If there's a Shoyz HaShechina within that person, all of a sudden the Neshama feels comfortable, and it's not drawing to try to separate itself from the Guf, because it feels comfortable. It feels the Shechina around it. So the Alshach said, the Pshat is like this. In B'chukos HaTelechu, you know what you're going to be? Marviach. Nesati Mishkoni B'soichichem. I'm going to have my Shechina, right, come down and rest with you. V'loisigal nafshi. Nafshi means the Neshama, your Nefesh. Your Nefesh will not reject the Guf any longer. Because Kol Zeman, a person does not have Ashrois HaShechina. If he does not live with Ashrois HaShechina, the Neshama does not want to be here. This constant tension. Ein aneshama oyheves oylam azeklal. Unless he's zoiche that he becomes a vehicle of Ashur's Hashchina. If he's a vehicle of Ashur's Hashchina, the neshama's in the haim. Very comfortable, he says. That's the pshat. Im kein. So Mela says, Ramchal, so being for this world alone, vada lo hoyeboyro haboyro yizborach briya letachlis, shehu neged chuka, where the Kibbutz really create a world which is in conflict against the nature of the neshama. V'nimas memeno. Elamai, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this exalted, this gewaldige neshama. And as he said before, even greater than the malachim. It must be because this world is a tachlis to the neshama. And even though the neshama, right, coming down at first doesn't feel it, doesn't recognize it until a person really is mamala, his tafkid, fulfills his tafkid. So in the meantime, the neshama really is in pain. However, the point is, it's for the Gevaldi Gitachlis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man this neshama, b'lematzovoi b'olam habohi. The idea is in order to be linked and to be connected to olam haba. That is his position. V'alke nitna boi neshama zois. And therefore he was given taka that neshama. Ki lo royu lavoid. Because it's for the sake of the neshama itself that man has come here to work, to be over Hashem. And it is with this holy neshama, by the way, which gives him extra koyach to be able to be a greater Eved Hashem. Had man had a shvachar neshama or a lower neshama, he would not have the potential to reach those gewaldige heights in Kedusha only now because he has his gewaldige neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu placed them in a place in Olam Hazeh. You have to give him ammunition. Put a person, you throw him here to Olam Hazeh with all these nisyonos, all these challenges. It's such a gewaldige yitzahara. So how is this person going to be able to achieve? How is he able to be misgaber? How is he going to have the koyach to be able to reach Olam Haba? There it says, that's why he's given his gevaldige neshama. He's given his gevaldige neshama to have the wherewithal to ultimately to be able to receive his reward in the appropriate place in the proper time. Right? Because it's in this manner, instead of the neshama, right, having a reason to be memayis, to despise this world, el adrabe. What's going to come out from this is Neo v'nechmod mimenov zeposhet. It comes out that the neshama will love and desire Olam Hazeh. Why? Because the neshama will realize that through Olam Hazeh, the neshama will now be even higher than it ever was. Higher than it ever was. As he pointed out a few weeks ago also, as the Baal HaMusar points out, Rila Pian and so on and so forth, that the truth is that the neshama, before it's born, before the neshama comes down to this world, into the human body, and the neshama is up there in Kisa HaKovet, and then you have all the other neshamas who did come down, and after the experience in this world, they go back to Olam Haba. Those neshamas that made it down to this low world are returning to Olam Haba higher than those neshamas that never made it down to this world. So on the one hand, those neshamas, right, who reject this world, they don't want to come down. They're being forced to come down. They don't realize that at the end of the day, there's so much potential here to be even greater than it started out before. So those neshamas that never made it down to this world, and there's their Takas Kisakovit in tremendous, tremendous place. But in contrast to those neshamas that did come down, that they were born in the human body, and they utilized the experience of this world in Avodas Hashem and Dveikus Hashem, that neshama, ultimately, when it goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be in a much higher place than the neshama that never made it. So it comes out that all the neshamas that are down here on this world are going to end up, Bez Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, to be in a much higher place than those neshamas that never made it down. So the avoid of Olam Hazeh is to enable the neshama even to go higher. And the neshama, once it comes down, and it sees the positive experience, Halavai, person zoicha to do the right thing, the neshama now, Adrabe, now instead of despising this Olam Hazeh, it recognizes the gewaldige things that the means of Olam Hazeh can do that Olam Haba can't give it. Without coming down to Olam Hazeh, you can't get it. So now the neshama realizes the mile of Olam Hazeh. If a person utilizes Olam Hazeh the right way, so Nehav, now it becomes loved, the Nechman, and it desires it. Nechman men of Zeposhet. It goes so far, you know what Chazal say in the Mishnah Novus, Peri Dalet? That Yofe Shoachas Bichuve, right? Mitzvah Simasim Toivim Boilam Hazeh Yoyser Mekol Chai Oilam Habo. So on the one hand, we talk about Oilam Habo being the greatest thing, and yet Chazal say that Yofe Shoachas Bichuve Masim Toivim Boilam Hazeh is even more than Kol Chai Oilam Habo. So the Chassam Sofer says the Chassam Sofer in Teiras Moshe, says the Chassam Sofer, the true Oivdei Hashem, the true Oivdei Hashem, who constantly are Mekayim, Shivisi, Hashem, Lenegdi, Somit. So they live their life in Olam Hazeh, not in this world. They are out of this world. Because the Metzias of a person is not like the Metzias of a Chayfetz. You take a Chayfetz, you take an item. You ask someone, where's the Mokim of this item? So wherever you placed it. You placed it over here, the Mokim of this item is over here. You place it over there, the Mokim is over there. But a person, the Mokim is where his Machshov is. So it's already written, Sefer Chassidus, basically the Baal Shem Tov said this. The machshava of a person determines where the whole metzias of a person, because the metzias of a person is not his body. His body is just a shell. Right? The metzis of a person is where his brain, where his moyach is. If his moyach is over there, that's where he is. A tzaddik who lives, a tzaddik whose machshav is connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if he's an oilam hazeh, he's not an oilam hazeh. His physical body is an oilam hazeh. But where in fact is he? In oilam hazeh, he's already long in oilam haba. He is in oilam haba, although physically he is in oilam hazeh, but he's not in oilam hazeh. He's totally out of this world. His experience is not within this world. He's experiencing oilam haba while he's in this world. And at the same time, he's doing mitzvahs, which is something you can't do in oilam haba. From boy, you can't do mitzvahs. Some Sofer says that the pleasure that a tzaddik arrives, he says, in oilam hazeh, is so great, and that is only while he's in oilam hazeh. In oilam haba, you can't do those mitzvahs anymore. You're there taking the schar, and the gevaldige things to be nehenem is ivashchineh, but at the same time, you lost out this gevaldige element of being able to be mekayim a mitzvah and to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom. That you don't have. And that pleasure for tzaddikim to be able to do the mitzvahs Hashem is much greater than sitting in olam haba. Yofa shoachas b'tshuva, as we're saying, right? U'masim tovim b'olam hazeh is greater than kochai olam haba. So Sofer goes on to say like this: we know that in this world b'olam hazeh, it is yoyim hoylachachar halaylo. It says vahiyerev vahiboyker yoyim echod. Right by the goyim, right, the night follows the past day still. Monday night is still Monday. Until 12, whatever. His Lila is Hoylachacha Hayoim. He says, by Kochim, by Kurbonis is the other way. By Kochim, it's Lila Hoylachacha, it's not Yoim Hoylachacha Lila. Here in this world, it's Vayere Vayboike. The Yoim follows the night. Right? So Monday night, it's part of Monday. So the Yoim is Hoylachacha Halila. By Kochim, by Kurbonis is the other way. It's Lila Hoylachacha Hayoim. If you shech the Korb, let's say on a Sunday, so Sunday night belongs to Sunday. Yoim v'layla, right? The night belongs to the past day. This is the way it's by Kochim. By Kochim, it's layla hoylachachar hayoim. We know that what follows after Olam Hazeh, what follows Olam Hazeh? Olam Haba. Hopefully. After Olam Hazeh follows Olam Haba. So if I were to ask you, which is Olam Hazeh? Which is Olam Haba? Corresponding to what? What is Yoim and what is layla? Normally we think of Olam Hazeh as layla. And that's the way it usually is. Oilam hazeh is laila. And oilam haba is yoim. Right? So, it's yoim following laila. Now it's laila, it's oilam hazeh. Then comes oilam haba. Oilam haba is yoim. Right? Oilam haba is yoim. So yoim follows laila. Says Chasam Sofer, that's by the general public. By kochim, by the holy Jews, he says kochim, it's a play on words. By kochim, by the elecha yidin, it's laila hoilach achar yom. Now is yoim. And Olam Haba is going to be Laila. Can you imagine such a thing? For tzaddikim, Olam Haba is the Laila. Why? You can't do Bitzis Hashem anymore. This is the Yoim. So it's Laila Hoylachach HaYoim. It's an amazing words to be able to say that. That for tzaddikim, he says, Olam Hazeh is the Yoim, the Olam Haba is the Laila. Because here and only here and the now, we have the opportunity to be Oivdei Hashem. And that's what Rav Michal says. When a person, in fact, uses Olam Hazeh to be an Oved Hashem, all that's on the Neshama, Neha V'Nechmod M'mena. The Neshama recognizes that tremendous pleasure. This is the real Yoim. Ad Kedei Kach, that Olam Habok might be referred to Laila in relation to what Olam Hazeh is. Olam Hazeh turns out to be the Yoim. That's what Rav Michal is telling us. When a person utilizes, and that's why he was, in fact, created for Olam Hazeh, in such a way that it comes out that the neshama is neha v'nechmon memena. V'zeh poshet, he says. And then he goes further. V'nei achash yudanu zeh. It says, once we know this, novin miyad, so now we understand how critical it is not to waste any precious moment. Because only now we have the opportunity to be able to be an oved Hashem. As he pointed out many, many times what the goyin said, as a goyin cried so bitterly, the goyin before he was nifter, they asked him, why are you crying? And the goy said, take a mitzvah of tzitzis, whose schar is endless, endless, endless schar, like any mitzvah. Take the mitzvah of tzitzis, he says. He says, on this world, he said, you can buy it for a few dollars. He says, in the next world, you're going to want to give kol hoin de alma, all of the money in the world you won't be able to buy to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, says the goy. And here on this world, you have the opportunity for a few dollars, you can buy mitzvah of tzitzis. And for these few dollars, a person is able to buy and acquire for himself eternal life for a few dollars. And the next world, you won't be able to do it. It's too late. All the money in the world will not be able to buy a simple mitzvah tzitzis, or any mitzvah for that matter. So now that we know that, we understand how important it is to utilize and to make the most of each and every moment. He said, now that we know this, he says, Novin Miyad, we will understand Choymer HaMitzvahs. We'll understand now the gravity, the importance, the necessity, he says, Asholeinu, that is upon us. The Yoiker HaAvoido, and to understand the value of Avoidus Hashem HaShebiyodeinu. Kehine, because again, these mitzvahs are the only, this is the ticket to Olam HaBa, there's nothing else. Anything that you want, the opening that will open the doors is only mitzvahs. Not just the ticket to Olam HaBa, to where in Olam HaBa, what kind of a seat? People like to travel first class, business class, Rabbi said. Some people even miss the flight. That's what it is. Mitzvahs, this is the ticket. What kind of a ticket it is. So, he says, these are the emtsoyim. These are the means, hameviyim oysonu el ashleimus u'amiti. These are the means, mitzvahs, that bring us to true perfection. Asher bilodom lo yusak klal. Cannot be attained without them. Ulam yidua. But again, realize, you can't pick and choose either. He says, you can't pick and choose. He says, some mitzvahs I like, some mitzvahs I don't like. Have you ever said these kind of chishbonos? This yes, this not, this. He says, it doesn't go like that. Because he says, Ke'ein ha-tachlis magia el-mikoyach kibbutz kol ho'em tzoyim. The tachlis, the true tachlis can only be achieved, right? To the degree, he says, kibbutz kol ho'em tzoyim is the person has to make use of all of the means that you have at your disposal. And being that the means are what? Are the mitzvahs? You have to try to do all of the mitzvahs that you're capable and you're able to do. He says, Asher nimtzu, that is found, Vashe shimshu lahagiyoy. All the mitzvahs, he says, that basically, that a person comes his way and that he's able to be mekayim, ukfi koyachu emtzoyim vishimushom, and based upon proportion to the efforts and to your achievement regarding mitzvahs, Kein ye hatachlis another man. That's how you created your tachlis. Your tachlis is in your hands, he says. The chol hefrish kotten sheyimotze b'emtzoyim, he says, and any, even a minor change that happens in these emtzoyim, not fulfilling the mitzvahs properly, tibochen toladata, you will see the end result also. We see it in Gashmi Zigarol also. Right? The person doesn't mix the cement properly, well, the bricks aren't so strong. The binyan isn't so strong. The yisoid isn't so strong. And so on and so forth. You don't mix the paint properly, the color isn't as beautiful. And in every situation, and certainly in the Ruchnias, you'll see the Tolda, Bibir Vadai. You'll see it very clearly, Be'igiyah Zaman HaTachlis. When it will come, the Tam, Be'ez Hashem, when the time of the Tachlis, the time of the outcome will come. Hanoilad Mikibutz Kulon. Right? And the Tachlis, that which is created, which is an outcome, based upon all that you have done, Kuman Shikosavti, this will determine exactly when we'll be able to see what his achievement and his accomplishment. Vizebor. So now, ma'ato. So what he says, what I leave you with is, vadaihu, it is very clear, shehadigduk sheyedagdik alinyan ha-mitzvah v'avoide, a person also is not the stam being mekame mitzvah. You have to be mekame exactly. You have to do it right. Person draws something on a piece of paper, he writes it sloppily, his lines aren't straight, right? Or you write something, it doesn't cross the T's and doesn't dot the I's. You can tell the sloppiness. Mitzvahs also, you can do mitzvahs with sloppiness, he says. Mitzvahs have to be done, he says, shiyadagdik alinyan ha-mitzvahs v'avoido. It has to be done with perfection, with precision. He says, to do it, mukhrach shibetachlis ha-digduk. It has to be as perfect as possible, he says, to precision. In the same type of precision, ka shiyadagdik u'shoykle ha-zoh v'apninim l'roi v'ikram. He says, go to people on the diamond business. He knew a little bit about the diamond business. We mentioned before the Agdama. He's able to use that as a mushroom. He says, people are involved in weighing gold or pearls, he says. And you want to make sure, right? You're dealing with something that's worth a gewaldig, right? So if you don't weigh it properly, right, you just deviate a little bit, but due to the tremendous cheshivas of the gold and the diamonds, it's a tremendous hefsid. A little bit of a deviation. You can't afford to deviate. It has to be b'digdu godl. In the same way that you weigh, he says, Shiklezov, Shoikle Hazov, Apnim, and the pearls of Roy Vikram, being that they are so valuable. Kitoil Dosom, Noiledes, Bishleimus, Amiti. Because the mitzvahs and the voice of Hashem will lead to absolute perfection, Vayokar Hanitzchi, and they will lead person to the eternal, eternal splendor, She'ein Yokal Amalam Emenu, that has no equal. So here we stop here with the Ramchal, just with the words of the Ramchal. And basically we explain little by little some of the items that we have just gone through. First of all, that which he said, kibbutz kol ho emtsoyim, to be zoichel taket, to the ultimate, to maximum, that oilam hazeh, what he's able to achieve, to attain oilam habo, you need kol ho emtsoyim. You need all of the means. And again, the emtsoyim, these are the mitzvahs. So basically, Rav Shlomo Volbe writes in the Sefer Al Yishur. He writes and says, the truth is because all tariyag mitzvahs are one mitzvah. The reason that the Ramchal says, that he says, kibbutz kol ho emtsoyim, you know why? Because the truth is, there's no 10 mitzvahs, there's no 15 mitzvahs, no 20 mitzvahs. The truth is, the tariyag mitzvahs are really like one mitzvah. Because we say, kihem chayenu. It says, kihem chayenu. So, mamela, the life of a person is also not subject, right, to be dissected. You can tell a person, give me your arm, right, or sell me your arm. You're still a person. It's not oil or das. It's all one goof, it's all one body. Kihem chayenu. Every mitzvah of the Torah is just another limb, another aver. No one would think, Hayal al-adas, go over to the person, ask him, you know what, sell me your little finger, he says. What's the big deal? So you have Ramach Evarim, so you're going to have Resh Mem Zayin. What's so bad? 99.9%, so you're going to miss one finger. And I'll pay you for it. Derech Klalot, that's the person real desperate, he has no choice. Nobody's going to do such a thing. He's a Balmum. You're missing one Aver, you're a Balmum. Not one Aver is missing. This person's a Balmum. The person's a Balmum. The same thing, Tayag Mitzvahs. You're missing one mitzvah, you're not just missing one mitzvah. You made Chazal Shalom, your spiritual career, you are a Balmum. You're a Balmum in your spiritual career. Because it's one goof, it's one body. This Ramach Mitzvah Sese is connected, corresponds to Ramach Ivorim. Corresponds to Ramach Ivorim. And Shlomo Volbe Taka points out, he says, if you'll ask a person, he says, what hurts more? If Cholila, they take out an eye, right? Or you take out a nail, or an operation. He says, a normal person doesn't make this cheshbonus. It hurts. I don't want any pain. Take a person and says, what hurts more? It's not a normal question. If he's forced to it, he's forced to make a decision. But no, this is not a decision to be made. It's not something that's all does. This hurts just as much. I feel pain no matter where the source is from. Does it make a difference if it's in my toe, or it's in my nail, or it's in my head? Pain is pain. Any way you describe it, no matter where it comes from, pain is pain. That's what it is. And the body feels pain in all areas. So Mamela, he says, in the same way that the body feels pain all over, so to the Torah is not mavdil between mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuros. It doesn't make a difference. Or the type of categories of different mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs is one organism. It's one spiritual organism, says Rav Shlomo Volbe. All the mitzvahs. It's one spiritual living organism. If you're missing one mitzvah, it's a chasorn, he says, and this is a mum in the spiritual tzura of a person. So a person has his physical tzura, you also have your spiritual tzura. If you're missing one mitzvah, you're a bal mum, unless you're noinus, chasish, or noinus, can't help it. But we also learned already from Rav Tzadik, another shurim, also there's the other ways to be mashlim. If you learn the Torah of a mitzvah, certain mitzvah you can be mekayim. I'm not a kohen, right? So I can't be mekayim the mitzvahs of a kohen. I'm not a levi. If I'm not, I can't be mekayim the mitzvahs of a levi. I have no Beis HaMikdash today. So we have in Shalom Purim Sufaseinu. So there's ways to make it up. Boishim gave us ways. So you can make it up as well. But if I'm not making it up, I'm not interested in making it up, I'm not interested in pursuing it, then there is a void and there's a gap and there's a mum in one's spiritual surah, in his koyim shalema, of the way he is. And that's why in fact the Arachayim HaKodesh says in Parshas Ekev, Shulam Avolba doesn't bring the Arachayim HaKodesh, but it's in Parshas Ekev. It says, Kol HaMitzvah Shenoichi Mitzaveschem Hayoim. It says there, the Loshin is Kol HaMitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah Loshin Yochi. It doesn't say Kol HaMitzvahs. And it says, Leman Tichyu. It says, Leman Tichyu. So Rechaim HaKodesh says, why Kol HaMitzvah? Kol HaMitzvahs. It says, no. There's not mitzvahs. At the end of the day, it's one Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yisai, if one ois, one letter of the Sefer Torah is missing, the entire Sefer Torah is possible. That's the way it is. It's one Torah. It's not a Torah made up of many, many things. This you have, this you don't have. It's one Torah. All the time, this is one mitzvah. Kol HaMitzvah. Ashenoichi mitzvah eschem hayim. That I'm commanding you to do. What's the raya? Leman tichyun. Look at your own life. Look at your own physical life. You have Ramach mitzvah sese. You have Ramach evarim. Mam is the exact number. When a person loses a mitzvah, there's a deficiency in that aver that corresponds to that mitzvah. Because every mitzvah gives chiyus to a different aver in the human body. When I mekayim a particular mitzvah, the aver that corresponds to that mitzvah derives chiyus. If I'm deficient in that mitzvah, then that aver is also deficient. So laman tichyum. The reason you need all the tayag mitzvah is because no person wants to be deficient in his physical body. No person wants to be a balmum. You don't want to give up any aver. The same way you can't give up any mitzvah either. It's called a mitzvah. All the mitzvahs, in fact, all the mitzvahs are Loshen Yochid, are one mitzvah. That's what the Torah describes it with a Loshen Yochid. Now, Ramchal started out in the beginning of the Perek, Ramchal started out to say, he says, a person, Ha'odom lo nivra elo lisameg al Hashem. Man was created in order to be able, right, to work his way through this world, ultimately to be able to enjoy pleasures, right, in the next world. Lisameg al Hashem. And Ramchal said, there's no greater pleasure, he says, he says, there's no greater pleasure than to revel, he says, to be in the mechitze, to be in the atmosphere, in the siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in order to be able to reach that mokim, to reach there, we were given oilam hazeh, and the means, and the wherewithal, to be able to do that. That's considered to be the greatest pleasure. But Machal also tells us, so the if oilam hazeh really, if the pleasures of oilam hazeh are not a purpose, then why do we have them here? Why do we have them here? Why does Hashem create the taivas and the desires of Olam Hazeh? Ramchal said two things. Number one, these are nisyonis, these are challenges. That's what he said in the beginning. These are challenges, these are nisyonis. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an avodah. Otherwise, to get it for free, you didn't have to be born altogether. Right? There's a different level of Olam Haba, a different type that the neshama, different madrege, when it goes through the challenges and it's zoicha to be mizgaber. That's one inyan. And Ramchal also told us, that we actually, our Avodas Hashem controls the world, that if we do mitzvahs, we elevate the world, Ramchal says, and if we do Averas, then we lower the world. We plunder the world. A person shouldn't think that he's living in isolation, that whatever he only does for himself. Ramchal says, you have Ashpo on the entire world. Each person, pending on part one he does, actually has not just a reflection, but he's Goyrim, he's causing. He's either causing the world to be elevated, or actually he's throwing the world down. He's lowering the world. If he becomes lower, man is lower, the world is lower. Man is higher, and the world is higher as well. So pointed out the Ramchal. So it's interesting that there is a sefer. There's a sefer which is called the Chazal. Well, first Chazal mentioned it actually. It's a similar situation we find later generations as well. But Chazal mentioned in Shir HaShirim. In Shir HaShirim is mentioned Psalmoyer Gemayse. Baruch Mordechai Zrachi once gave a whole shmooz on that, on this particular medrash. Well, just tell you, the medrash speaks for itself. It doesn't need many explanations. Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yochanan was taking a walk with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Taking a walk with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So Rabbi Yochanan takes a walk with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, medrash Shir HaShirim. So they come to a mokim misuyim. They come to a particular place. Didn't know so literally. They come to a particular place. So Rabbi Yochanan sees that Rabbi Yochanan shows Rabbi Chiya a lot of real estate. So they're taking a walk. Imagine taking a walk through the countryside. He says, you see, this used to be mine. Showing him. Rabbi Yochanan showing all of the stuff they do, all the sodois, all the fields, all the kromim. What happened? Rabbi Yochanan says, I sold it all to be able to learn Torah. Medrashir Hashirim. Rabbi Yochanan said he sold it all to be able to learn Torah. The Gemara says, Hischel Rabbi Chiya Livkois. Rabbi Chiya started to cry. Why? Because he gave up everything. He didn't leave anything over. No nest egg for his old age. He didn't leave anything over. Rabbi Yochanan says, why are you crying? He says, what do you think I sold? Harei Mocharti says, Dover Shenitnu Lishisho Yomim. He says, I sold something that was created in 6 days. Which is Kinyono Oilam Hazeh, which were created, Bishesh Yimei Bereshis. And I bought something that was given after 40 days, Aboim Yom, Aboim Lion, and was given forever. It's a tremendous investment, he says. Where can you yield such returns, he says. I gave up something, he says, which is so limited. Something which is basically so temporary. In order to receive something which is so moiridic. And the Gemara says, that when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, they read upon him the posik, Yishir HaShirim, Yite Nishis Kol Hoin Beisoi, Be'ahava, right? Because of the great ahava that Rabbi Yochanan had for Torah. So I want to tell you, you can hear about, you know, Gedoyli Yisrael Chachma Shas. Talk about Gedoyli Yisrael Chachma Shas. Im Rishonim Kamalochim. How can we compare? The Gemara says, They are like Malachim, we are like Bnei Yodam. If they're Bnei Yodam, they were like Chamayim. This is the big chilik. Nishoyim ke Malachim, then we are Bnei Yodam. Nishoyim ke Bnei Yodam, then we are like Chamayim. Agaburchi once said, if you remember, one of the Shurim HaChumish, when the Shurim said, the Alta from Kelantag pointed out, he says, if you want to give a chilik an example, right, of how far one thing is from another, why give a moshel? Rishonim are like Malachim, we are Bnei Yodam. Or, Rishonim are Bnei Yodam, we are Chamayim. Why don't you say, what's the classical moshel of distance? Kerchoik Mizruch Memarav. That's the usual, right? As far as Mizruch is from Marav. So why don't you say, if Rishonim are like Mizruch, we are like from Marav, we are on the other side. That would be a good expression of distance, which is commonly used. Kerchoik, it's a posik. Kerchoik Mizruch Memarav, Hirchik Memenos Pishoen, right? We say that in the Tfilas of Slichas. So why don't you use that moshel? Why was the moshel to depict the chilik between the Doris Rishonim to us, right? Malachim Bnei Yodam, Bnei Yodam, Chamayim. He said, you know why? He said, listen. He said, sometimes, he says, you have a person who's a Baal Kishur. He says, a big Ilui. It's a big Ilui. So he stands above and above the rest. Okay, he says, an Ilui. However, you make a cheshvan. If you take 10 poshete Baal Kishur, 10 poshete Baal Kishur, you add up all 10, they amount to one Ilui, right? You measure the chochm of a particular Ilui. It's a great Ilui, it's not greater than everybody. But if you take, he says, if you take 10 Stam Baal Kishrin, right, add them all together, their Chochmah, collectively, right, will amount to one Ilui. So put it this way, 10 simple Baal Kishrin, or give me 50 simple Baal Kishrin, will amount to one Ilui. Right? Says the Alta from Kelm. But let me tell you something. If you take the Chochmah of a person, on the one hand, and I take a chamor on the other side. You can give me 100 chamorim, you can't shtel tzazam one mensch. You can take 1,000,000 chamorim, you can't. Why? Because it's different sug, it's a different category. It's totally different mitzias. So you can take, he says, 100 chamorim, you can't make one odom, you can't shtel tzazam, you can't put together one mensch. Because it's something totally, totally different. It's a totally different class. By the same token, said the Alta von Kelm. He says, take a malach on the one side. Take a malach. And then take man on the other side. You can take 1,000,000 people, 1,000,000 Bnei Yodam, you can't create one malach. You won't be able to make one malach out of 1,000,000 Bnei Yodam. Why? Because a malach is something totally different. It's a totally different metzias. It's something that has no shaykhis with Bnei Yodam. And the same way chamoyrim have no shaykhis to the metzias of what a Ben Yodam is. Say Chazal, that's the chilik between us and the Doris Rishonim. Between the Tanoim. Amoroyim, not that they were just greater than us. It's like Lahavdal, like Bnei Yodam and Chamoyrim, he says. You can take all the Chamoyrim in the world, you can't put together one mensch. That's the difference. That's why that machko. Not Kechoit Mizrach and Mamarev. That's just distance of the same kind, same element. Just far. But it's Chamoyrim versus Bnei Yodam. It's Malochim. Malochim. Which is versus that's a chilik. So concluding with this. It's brought down, it's idea, and I'll tell you where. Rav Shach told it, it's in the Sefer Shemusha Shel Torah. The Sefer Shemusha Shel Torah, so Rav Shach used to talk to Divrei Musar, and he brought out, he said that the Goyen had a brother of Avraham. Listen to this. It's an unbelievable story. The Goyen had a brother, Vilna Goyen had a brother of Avraham. And Rav Avraham, by the way, he wrote a Sefer called Malas HaTorah. Rav Avraham Achi Hagro. Rav Avraham Achi Hagro wrote a Sefer called Malas HaTorah. He lived in a city all his life, they lived in a city called Kaidan. This is called Kaidan. So children were born and they got married. So the children went and moved to Vilna. The children moved to Vilna. Milna was a year of MB Israel, living Kaidan, a small place. They moved to Vilna. Now, when the parents became older, Rabbi Avraham, the brother of the Goyen, became older and his wife became older. So the children would be sending them their panusa. They couldn't fend for themselves. So they would send the packages, the children from Vilna, would send packages to Kaidan, to the parents, so on and so forth. But continuously, they would ask the parents, move to us. Parents, especially in their old age, you want to live next to the children. So why are we so far apart? We live in Vilna. Move to Vilna. Pater of Avraham, the mother, is Rebbetzin. Move to Vilna. And the father was ready to do it. The reason they didn't do it was because of the mother. What happened? Avraham was maskim. And his wife said, I'm not maskim. And the fascinating thing is, the reason was maskim, he said, because the hanoah that I have here in Kaidan, she says, I will not be able to have in Vilna. What is it? What's so special? What do you have here? What kind of hanoah? They had nothing. They had panosa. What do they have? He says, let me tell you something. He says, when I go to shul, when I go to shul, whether it's every day, whether it's Shabbos, whatever her seder was, whenever I go to shul and I pass, to go to shul, I have to go past a certain street, I have to cross a certain street. And I see there's a building. That building used to belong to us. And we sold that building, she says to the husband, we sold that building in order that you, my husband, Rabbi Avraham, should be able to sit and learn Torah. That Hanoah, that we had seichel to sell the building, that you should be able to sit and learn, we gave up an oilam oiver for an oilam that's forever. We will not have a Vilna. In Vilna I won't see that building. Here, every time I pass that building that's no longer mine, I have a tremendous Hanoah that we gave it up, that you should be able to learn Torah. I won't see that in Vilna. This is what Rav Shach gave over. This is what Mesillas Yeshayahu is talking about. To have the true interpretation, whereas the true pleasure, as he says, the shleimus amiti and the tachlos amiti, and bez Hashem, shtati bizoiche, to be able just to come a little bit closer, tamu eru kitoiv Hashem, to taste and to see the emes de gitoiv, whereas the true toiv, and to bizoiche to utilize all of our efforts and all of our koiches, that the neshama has hanoah being here, because we ourselves are also closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, taki bizoiche to the great schar that's softened with tzaddikim, ba'olam haba, b'mer men amen.